Phoenix Audio presents
Brave Dames and Wimpettes, What Women Are Really Doing on Screen and Page. Written by Susan Isaacs. Read by Tracy Brooks Swope. Chapter 1. I am woman. Hear me roar. About how I've been abused, misused, violated, and discriminated against. Oh, sure, we talk a good game. Assertiveness, power, take back the night, just do it. After all, we've been through a revolution in women's rights in the last 30-some-odd years. Except even after all the fireworks, the speeches, and the marches, our female icons seem to me a pretty pathetic lot. Ditto for many of the characters we meet these days in movies, on TV, and in novels. There are not enough courageous spirits to reflect the times. I miss the Jane Eyres, my heroes, the brave dames I always admired and sometimes loved. Too many of today's female protagonists are still the tremulous, the willfully naive, the self-absorbed and self-pitying, the queens of passive aggression. They are the Madame Bovaries, wimpettes, and too many of us are accepting them as feminist heroes. As no doubt you know, a wimp is someone weak and ineffectual. A wimp is the 98-pound weakling who gets sand kicked in his face by the pumped-up bully, not merely because he is a physical lightweight, but because he is a moral one as well. Instead of trying to reason with the bully or venturing a sock in the snoot, the wimp says in essence, "Do with me what you will." A wimpette, a word I made up because I needed it, is a woman who is weak or ineffectual because she gives in to the limits imposed.